Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study on prayer, we taught that in Jeremiah, it almost seems that God is begging us to pray. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It seems as if God the Father begs us to pray in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 through 14. He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord." And let me add to that, the Lord who cannot lie. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 2 and 3, we see this thought even further, where he says, "Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." As I said, it almost seems like he's just begging us to pray. Two verses come to mind in regard to praying, particularly as it pertains to the local church. Now, we pointed out in Acts 2, the church had been praying together when the Holy Spirit manifested himself through them, and 3,000 were saved. There are other actions taking place about the Bible that when men prayed, God reacted. Now, in a day when iniquity abounds, when preachers who once preached the Bible standards and separation from the world and were not willing to turn to the flesh to accomplish the work of the Lord, but are now compromising. Jeremiah 17:5 says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and that maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." And they make flesh the arm to accomplish the work, thinking that they must come off as one of them, that is, of one of the world, instead of wanting them to become like Christ, because we are modeling Christ. As Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16 states, "Wherefore, I also, after that I had heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." Oh, look, he prayed for them continually. We see in Colossians 1, 9 through 11, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience, long-suffering, with joyfulness." Yes, my friend, this is the idea of prayer. Read Ephesians 1, 15 and 16, and also Colossians 1, 9 through 11. This is how the apostle prayed for others. Do we pray this way? You see, they do not only not cease to pray for them, but they are told how they pray for them. Now, I've got to make a confession here, but as a pastor, I've attended many meetings with other pastors in which our main prayer requests concern either health or some material need that we have in our ministry. It is not that those things should not be prayed for, because they should. But the above verses that we've shared with you show the weightier things for which we should pray. So we have a twofold goal here. We need to seek the Lord to teach us to pray as a local church. And secondly, not to quit on prayer. And really, that throws it in our lap. Each person must ask themselves, will I be a prayer warrior, being one who prays scripturally about the weightier matters? One of the most important ways in which you get involved in the worship of God on the local church level is to pray scripturally for your church. And that's what this series is going to seek to do, is to help you pray scripturally for your church. You see, we need to learn to pray for one another. We need to learn to pray for the pastor. We need to pray for other leaders in the church, our deacons, our Sunday school teachers, and what have you. And over the course of this series, that's what we're going to do, is teach you specifically how to pray in a scriptural way for all of these various ministries. Now, we're going to be looking here at the pastor first. And this is how to pray for your pastor. And I hope in churches that are all across this land and overseas that you're a member of a local church, I hope that you'll pray for your pastor in the following ways which we are going to teach. You see, we live in a day when men heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they've turned their ears from the truth and unto fables. Now, let me just say this. Preaching must be from the Word of God. It must not seek to change the Word to fit in, that is, fit in with and condone the world as it is today. Rather, we must preach the truth and help Christians to conform to the Word instead of the world. So, ours is still to be old-time Bible preaching. Not because we like a style. Rather, we are for the truth. Repentance and righteousness in the Christian life is not linked to the ways of entertainment today. No. As a matter of fact, Bible preaching is not liked or accepted by the world. We need to keep that in mind. We are, as preachers, and each Christian as a witness, we are seeking to reconcile man to God, not God to the world. God does not meet man halfway. We have to come all the way to God. And so, a divine quality that must characterize the preacher, as well as the laity, is humility. And we must, in our humble ways, instead of being critics, realize how unworthy we are, and pray. 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 So again, we must preach the Word. Preach the Word. That is our secret to God working through the pastor. But the pastor needs people to pray. So if you have your pencil ready, I hope that you will get ready to write this down. Point number one in how to pray for your pastor, your pastoral staff, some preachers that you know that are trying to walk in a way that is pleasing unto God. Number one, pray that the pastor will have utterance. Now, by that we mean that when he preaches, no one can be indifferent to the Word of God. Now, friends, pray for utterance, and that's the whole thing there. Pray that the pastor will have utterance. And by that we mean that when he preaches, no one can be indifferent to the Word of God. I hope you've written that statement down. Now, praying for utterance is a prayer request of the Apostle Paul, as seen in Ephesians 6:19, where he says, "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." Well, the Apostle Paul thought it was important that people pray that he have it. So it is important that you pray. And I hope you'd pray for me to have this, but for your pastor and preachers that you know to have this. And by utterance, it is meant that the Holy Spirit will be the power in his voice that holds, demands, and commands the attention of all those assembled in the auditorium, as well as those who may be listening by way of radio, internet, and other means. I have made it a prayer of mine that as people driving down the road and they start surfing radio stations, that it hits our broadcast, that the Holy Spirit would draw them into it and they would listen, and the Spirit of God would take the message home to their heart. Now, there is a twofold purpose that we see here. Number one, in having utterance, it is to make known the mystery of the gospel. And then number two, to preach it boldly. Now, you look up that word, bold or boldly or whatever, boldness, you'll find that it was used several times concerning preaching and how God wanted his word preached. The desire for the Holy Spirit is that he would take the message home to the heart so that they will understand completely the message that was given them from God. Utterance is also needed in order that no one can be indifferent to the Word of God. That also means the preacher needs to understand that by not being indifferent, that it might make some, or for that matter, many, mad and angry, while still others, it makes them happy. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.